Hello, you're listening to the best ham radio show on the internet. Actually, on the planet. In fact, we are on the planet, WBCQ Radio, International Radio Station, up in Monticello, Maine, on 5130 every Tuesday night. And that radio station is called The Planet. Hello, I'm Tom Medlin, and this is just an update about Amateur Radio Roundtable. Just wanted to take this chance to say hello to you. I'm so excited about our podcast that we've been doing, and we're looking for your input. We have no idea if we're bringing anything to anybody out there. We haven't heard from anybody yet. We've got some followers out there. So we'd love for you to email us. Just send an email to tom@w5kub.com. Tell us who you are and when you listen. Are you driving across country? Are you listening from your car? Just tell us what you're doing there. So shoot us that email there. But, you know, our show is live every Tuesday night on W5KUB.com, and you don't have to listen to the podcast. It's a lot more fun, I think, if you could tune into the show. I know everyone can't do that every Tuesday night. But if you can tune into the show, I think you'll have a lot of fun watching the show. We also have a chat room, and we open the phone lines up where people can call in. Give you a little detail about our show and a little history. We've been webcasting for about 17 years now. That's probably before anybody else really started putting any ham radio webcast on the internet. So I think we were probably one of the first out there to do that. But about 4 years ago, we decided to go with a live weekly show. And it's been very successful. It's growing great right now. We got some great co-hosts on there. Katie Allen, WY7YL. Martin F. Jew, the founder of MFJ, K5FLU, is on there. Dave Kessler, you might know Dave from his YouTube videos called Ask Dave, KE0OG. We also have Raleigh Hollinsworth with us, K4ZDH. Raleigh is the retired special counsel to the FCC, Enforcement Bureau there. Recently, we've added Josh Nash. You may know him as Hosh Nazy, KI6NAZ, from his YouTube channel. And also Jason Johnston, KC5HWB, who has a website and a channel called Ham Radio 2.0. And if you've been following us, you'll know that our good friend, astronaut Doug Wheelock, has been with us a number of times. Both on our weekly show from Russia, and also he's been attending Hamvention with us the last 5 years. We hope Doug can make it again with us this year. It'll be the sixth year that he'll co-host with us at the Dayton Hamvention. Now, the Dayton Hamvention webcast is coming up pretty soon. We're about 3 months out now, and we call it the Hamvention Marathon. We'll be streaming a solid 50 hours of webcasting from the Hamvention. That includes a 10-hour drive up and a 10-hour drive back live, and then all the time during the time the show is open. That includes Thursday when people are setting up. You'll see people like Bob Heil and Gordon West and different people will come by and say hello and get on the camera. Then, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the real days of the Hamvention. We'll be giving out a lot of prizes. We give out about $10,000 in prizes per year to our viewers. All you got to do is be in our chat room. And if Hambot calls your name out of the chat room, all you have to do is say, "I'm here," and you'll get that prize. So we're looking forward to, that's our next big thing coming up there, a special event, is the Hamvention coming up in May. Hey, just want to give you some updates on some of the show projects. You know, we've been working with this RigPi, or the Remote Station Server. That's a new product MFJ is coming out with soon, and we've been a member of the beta testing on that product. In fact, we were on a cruise ship last week in the Caribbean, and we made a number of contacts using the RigPi. We've got some videos on our show that show how well that thing works, but it's just a little box, about 4x4x4. It runs a Raspberry Pi in it, and it's a remote control for just about any modern-day radio. You can control everything on radio, from frequency to band, upper sideband, lower sideband, CW. You can work digital modes. You can tune the frequency, processors on and off. You can do all the things with it. So that's going to be a very, very interesting product that I think everybody is going to want one of them to hook up to their radio. And in that way, when you're gone, you can remote in with a phone. And guess what? This is not application specific, you know, like our operating system, like Windows or Droid. This thing will work on any system: Droid, Android, Windows, Mac. It'll work on anything as long as you have a browser. So it's a really cool system there. We're right in the middle of trying to launch a high altitude balloon, and we've got Bill Brown, WB8ELK. The master of high balloon, the master of high altitude balloons, is with us and helping us with that. And we're going to be launching a balloon, and we hope we can send it around the world. We hope it'll stay up a year. Some of these balloons can stay up 1 year. Some of them only stay up a week. So we don't know. It depends on the weather and just a lot of things, you know. So we're looking for an opening right now. Any day or any week, we will be launching our amateur radio roundtable balloon project. As soon as we can get a good opening in the weather, we'll be launching. And that balloon will be using the new SBS 13 balloon, which is a very thin, well, it's just a perfect balloon. We're going to be filling it with hydrogen. If we go with helium, helium will leak out a little faster, so we're going with hydrogen. We'll be running GPS on it and Whisper. The Whisper radio will be transmitting its position every 2 minutes back, so we'll be able to track it on our W5KUB website, and it's going to be interesting to see where that thing goes. So that's an interesting project coming up. As soon as the weather clears, the main thing that kills these balloon projects is if they get in a storm. If they get in any rain, then they come down. So this is a very small package, 12 grams in weight, and it does all that. And we hope to maintain an altitude of over 40,000 feet. If we get over 40,000 feet, we will clear most of the storms out there. Hey, another big thing that I'm interested in, and I've got ordered, and we're going to have it on a show here pretty soon, is a new product called DV Mega Cast. It's an IP radio. It doesn't have you don't hook an antenna to it. You hook it to Ethernet, or you can hook it to Wi-Fi. And this DV Mega Cast will do D-Star, it will do Fusion, and it'll do DNR. It'll do all of them. You can monitor all of them at the same time, and you just tune in whatever node or reflector or talk group you want on there, and you're on those modes. The nice thing about that is if you've got a Wi-Fi connection in your car, like a hotspot, you can actually take this little box in your car, and you have D-Star Fusion and DMR right there from your car. So we're going to be having a lot of these on our trip to Dayton this year. As we drive up here to Dayton, we'll have the DV Mega Cast in the car operating, so we can talk to everybody on DMR, D-Star, and Fusion. We'll also have the rig pie, so we can be on HF bands and talking to people as we drive. And we always have a fun time as we drive. You never know what's going to happen, and it's pretty scenery. You can watch it. You can talk to us in the car. You can see us in the car, and hey, you get to see everything from when we stop at a gas station or we stop to have lunch. You see us a few years ago. Everybody saw us get stopped by the police. We were doing 89 in a 70. The police stopped us. That was a pretty shaky deal for a little while. And everybody in a chat room was taking up a collection to bail us out of jail. But we actually got out of that ticket. We didn't get a ticket for that, and we survived it. So that worked out real well for us. Hey, remember, we'd really like to hear from you to see how our podcast is going, because we don't really get any real feedback from our podcast users. So send us an email. Let us know who you are and how you got interested in it, and how you're listening on podcast, and what you're doing when you're listening, and so forth. And send that email to tom@w5kub.com. tom@w5kub. So, hey, I'll say 73 to everybody, and thanks a lot for tuning in, and we're getting ready for our Tuesday night show. Thank you.